morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 6th. You'll be interested to know, today's National Nachos Day. This cheesy fiesta traces roots to a 1943 invention by a clever restaurateur in northern Mexico, evolving into a beloved snack shared at parties and sporting events across the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves. Conditions hold steady at 2 to 3 feet until about 9, when they shift to fair with 2 to 3+ feet. By 11, we're seeing 2 to 4 feet, and conditions turn choppy as the wind picks up to onshore at 7 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 7 feet at 8:30 a.m., followed by a -1.5-foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Friday with clean sets reaching 4 to 6 feet and light offshore winds. Saturday sees a drop to 2 to 3 plus feet, maintaining clean conditions early, but turning fair as winds shift onshore. Sunday brings a steady 2 to 3 feet with choppy conditions in the afternoon, making Friday the standout day for surf enthusiasts. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 61 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:15. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 66 and a light northwest breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 59. And very light northeast winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then turns mostly sunny with a high near 67 and light northwest winds. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs near 68 to 69 and nights with patchy fog and lows around 60 to 61. Monday brings patchy morning fog and partly sunny skies with a high near 69 and a mostly cloudy night near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Encinitas City Council is currently reviewing safety redesigns for the busy Santa Fe Drive corridor, which was completed in May. This area has a reputation for being dangerous for pedestrians, drivers, and cyclists, particularly in front of San Diego Academy High School. Community members are divided, as some feel the road is too narrow, while others prefer the current setup to avoid more construction costs. Cyclist Olivia Wheeler expressed that she appreciates the safety of the existing bike lane and separated paths. State Senator Catherine Blakespear, who previously served as mayor, emphasized the importance of safety, noting that she allocated $3 million for these improvements. The council is considering 3 new design options that would widen the road and eliminate angled parking, with costs ranging from $2 million to $3.6 million. Now on to sports. The initial college football playoff rankings for the 2025 season were released, with Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama occupying the top four spots. The selection committee emphasized a new record strength metric to highlight competition quality, ranking Notre Dame at number 10 and Miami at number 18. The highest-ranked team from outside power conferences is Memphis, which did not make the top 25. The quarterfinals are scheduled for December 31st and January 1st, with a national title game on January 19th in Miami Gardens, Florida. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers made two trades on trade deadline day, but they did not match fan expectations. The team traded a future sixth-round pick for 2022 first-round pick Trevor Penning, who adds depth to the offensive line despite his subpar performance. The Chargers also traded Jasser Taylor for a 2028 seventh-round pick, a move that will have no tangible impact. While fans hoped for a bigger splash, the Chargers lacked the cap space for significant moves, having the third least in the NFL. Ultimately, the smaller trades reflect a focus on financial flexibility and future planning. In top news, on November 6, 2025, United States Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced a 10% cut in flights at 40 major United States airports, due to air traffic control safety concerns amid a government shutdown that reached a record 36th day. The shutdown has resulted in staffing shortages, flight delays, and longer security wait times, impacting at least 3.2 million travelers. Duffy indicated that cuts could be reversed if Democrats agree to reopen the government. Airlines are scrambling to adjust schedules, with significant reductions expected within 36 hours. The Federal Aviation Administration is about 3,500 air traffic controllers short of targeted staffing levels. In business news, there is a new way to get a loan, but it comes at a cost. Creditors have a new obsession. When you are turned down for a loan due to a low credit score, the lender may reconsider if you allow them access to your bank account. Financial companies are racing to analyze your day-to-day transactions, hoping to fill in gaps left by traditional credit scores. While open banking is optional, major lenders are embracing this trend, raising concerns about privacy. Some lenders claim that this access can help expand credit opportunities for those with thin credit histories. However, it also invites potential surveillance into your financial life. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $103,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $3,400. And XRP is up 4% to $2.33. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. China was forced to postpone the return of three astronauts from its Tiangong space station following a suspected collision with space debris that appears to have struck their spacecraft. The China Manned Space Agency is investigating the incident, stating the Shentou 20 crewed spacecraft is suspected to have been struck by a small piece of orbital debris. The crew, who launched in April, was supposed to return on Thursday, but the delay is to ensure the health and safety of the astronauts. This incident highlights the growing issue of space junk, which poses significant risks to missions. Experts note that even tiny debris can cause catastrophic damage at high speeds. And in entertainment news, Meghan Markle is returning to acting after 7 years, as she is set to appear in the movie Close Personal Friends, alongside Lily Collins and Brie Larson. Reportedly, Meghan was seen on set portraying herself in a small role in this Amazon MGM Studios comedy, which follows partners befriending a famous couple during a trip to Santa Barbara, California. According to multiple outlets, Meghan's last acting role was in the legal drama Suits, where she played Rachel Zane for 7 seasons, before leaving in 2018 to focus on royal duties. Though she has launched a lifestyle brand and a Netflix series, Meghan states she does not see herself returning to acting full-time. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, and the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.